It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than not being able to taste your beer.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. That is Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
From his remote studio, soon to be moved, Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Joe?
Good, good.
He's very businesslike when he's not here.
Yes, very.
I'm in my office.
Can I sell you something?
Anyway, all right. On the show, an interview with comedian Sharon Lacey about her race against dementia with her book, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Dementia. We're going to be talking to comedian Sharon Lacey soon.
Yeah.
Drunks in the News and the Planet Mars. And more Scamming Scammers with my Goyle, Jane.
I can't wait.
But first, I have to start with a You Stink. I have to cue up the You Stink music.
I love the You Stinks.
Of course.
I love a good rant.
Of course you do. Here we go.
You stink.
Yes. We got to kick it off. I have a You Stink for Donald Trump. I realize there's a lot about him and his policies that I don't like. So you would think, well, he probably does this every week.
Yeah.
No. That's what I have Facebook for and my internal flogging of myself for living this life. I mean, there is not much. And I realize a lot of the You Stinks would be, you know, political and not everybody could embrace it.
Right.
But I think tonight's You Stink, I think the vast majority of you, really stupid, you said that? So I feel confident about this.
Okay, good. Well, you know, you're not up against anybody else, so I think you're going to win.
Well,
but go ahead.
This portion I'm not. Okay. So Trump was on CBS Sunday morning show, Face the Nation, and he garnered very high ratings for the show. And, you know, ratings are very important to President Trump.
Right.
And he's president, and he's a very interesting person. I've often said I would love the reality show that was like the Osbournes that just followed Donald Trump around the house. I would love to watch that show.
Yes.
And see what that insanity's like.
Yeah.
To see him clicking around on Fox News, talking to Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade and whatever hot blonde they have in the morning. That would be my show.
Talking back to the TV.
Yes, but
yeah.
Donald Trump's a very entertaining human being. However, what he said, it's the highest for Face the Nation, or as I call it, Deface the Nation, Trump told AP's Julie Pace. It's the highest for Deface the Nation since the World Trade Center, came down.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this shows an insensitivity to the people we lost on 9/11. Forget about his bragging and narcissism. That's part of the Donald Trump package.
Yeah.
That's the man. It's not going to change at 70 years old. I've accepted that. It just strikes such a wrong chord with me, and I think with so many others. And I think if it was any other president, this would be like big news.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I think it's just Donald being Donald, and what's he going to say next? And I think it's just like baked into the cake. But what really gave me pause to reflect was, during the primaries, there wasn't much I was happy about Donald Trump with.
No.
But he did take – Ted Cruz said some very derogatory things about New York City. And Donald Trump did stick up for New York City during one of the debates.
Okay. I don't remember this part.
Stuck up for the city and the heart of the people and how they reacted for 9/11. And I praised him. You know, I don't heap praise on Donald Trump easily.
No.
But I praised Donald Trump for them. Like, he said it right. And I thought, all right, well, this is something that he believes in. He's a New Yorker.
Yeah.
But now – in lieu of what he said, it just makes me – here's just another case of Donald saying something, you know, saying what – taking on Ted Cruz because he knew it was going to get him a good reaction.
Mm.
And I don't know if he really meant it. So he even took that little bit of goodwill that I had for Donald Trump and he tarnished that. So that's my You Stink. There's no – you would agree. I'm not going to – Joe, is that a fair You Stink?
Not really on that, but in the simple thing is that Donald Trump is a true New Yorker. When Cruz said that, he was very sincere.
No. I understand that. But, like, for saying that he gets better ratings than 9/11, that's what my You Stink is coming from.
I don't think it's that much of an earth-shattering thing.
Then I know how you're going to view the next 100 days. And Joe has been a Trumpster since the beginning.
Yes.
But Joe has said, well, I want to give an assessment after the first 100 days. Most Donald Trump supporters are still on board with Donald Trump. He hasn't lost much of his core support. He's lost a lot of independents.
Yeah.
And the liberals weren't going to be there. Now Joe has been a true Trumpster, but I want to give Joe the opportunity to give us his assessment of Donald Trump's first 100 days. Sir, you have the floor.
Well, first of all, with the exception of health care, I did not like the way they were going about the health care plan. The health care plan that came up was stunk on ice, and I did not. I think they were just trying to rush it through. I think it needs more thought. I do feel that they should have said something where, you know, look, we're going to take our time. We want to have it done within 100 days, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen because we want something that is really going to work and really going to be better than Obamacare. With that said, in Trump's 100 days, he signed 30 executive orders. Obama only signed 19.
Wait, hold on. Let me stop you right there, though. But that was a big complaint that the Republicans had, that they hated when Obama signed executive orders, and you just said only 19. So were you complaining when Obama was signing executive orders?
If the executive orders were for the good of the country, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
All right, that's subjective.
If you're going to sign an executive order, that's not a problem.
Okay, that's subjective. Go on.
You know? Also, they enacted 28 laws in their first days of the administration. Obama only enacted 11 laws. In regards, the U.S. stock markets are at record highs.
Actually, they were already high under Obama, and they've just climbed.
But they soared, but when the Trump came in with a more pro-business approach.
And they've started to come back off those numbers. They've started to go down off that.
Okay. However, they did gain a lot of money. He also decreased the U.S. debt in the first 100 days by $100 billion.
How did he do that?
Huh?
I was unfamiliar with that. How did he do that?
He would by cutting programs. He was cutting back on the programs.
But no, he hasn't cut any programs yet. They just passed the budget. There was no programs he could cut yet. They haven't enacted anything.
Yeah, but he did cut the debt. It is a fact that he cut U.S. debt.
Look that up for me, Pip. Because I have not heard that. And he could not have cut any programs yet because they just passed the budget through September.
Right, but they've been mentioning that. This is not just one-off thing.
Well, Pip's looking up. Go on.
Okay. U.S. manufacturing index soared to a 33-year high in this period, which were the best numbers in 1983 under President Reagan, which showed that he had a pro-business attitude, and he's willing to work with businesses. Obama was on TV probably around October of last year, and they asked Obama about the tax rate on businesses. And he said, well, if the businesses paid their fair share, there wouldn't be a problem. He doesn't look into what the effect of business is moving away because of a tax rate. Trump does, and he's giving a more pro-business attitude, especially to small businesses, that they were getting tax breaks where they could open up and get loans and thrive.
Well, Trump put out his tax page. It was one page, which was his idea is to cut business taxes to 15%.
Mm-hmm.
There is words that even the Republicans aren't going to go for that. But that's Trump's plan, whether he believes he can pass it or not. I don't know. But go on.
But if you're adding jobs, you're adding more to the tax.
Well, his March jobs report was awful. Now, is that Obama's or is that Trump's? Whatever. But it was awful. The March job report was awful. Go on.
Okay. That might have been coming off the seasonal index.
No. They take that all into consideration. It was really bad. It was really bad. Now, the question is, do you want to give January, February, March to Obama and say it's Obama's economy? You could make that argument because Trump hasn't really been able to enact, you know, his views of what the economy should be. But Trump decided to claim the numbers when they were good. So you can't have it both ways. So you got to make that decision. Go on.
All right. Housing sales are red hot.
Well, they've been getting hot. The market's been, the housing market's been heating
it's
up for a while.
It's been recovering.
It's been recovering for a while. He doesn't get that.
Well, no, it was before Obama.
Just because you sold your house, Joe.
You know, let me tell you something right now. In the year and almost $100,000 for what is listed.
That's because you buried your statue wrong, stupid. You buried him upside down. You buried the statue the right way. That house goes a year ago.
I'm looking right at him right now. He said, look, I'm okay.
Okay, but not for nothing. If you would have buried me right, we could have moved it a long time ago.
I should have buried you.
Well, if it helps sell a house, I'm a team player.
Give enough oxygen and snacks, he would have done
sure,
it.
Sure, I'm a pal. I know the struggle.
I could just see you in the ground, me looking down. If you know what's good for you, don't let this couple walk.
Really? I have earthworms gnawing at me, and that's the pitch you give to get this house moved? Really?
Hey,
undig me, stupid. Let me sell your house.
You took the gig. Make things happen.
You promised a free dinner.
Wait, there was free dinner in this? Bury me.
I'd love to.
I know.
Go on.
Without the wall, even without the wall, illegal immigration is down 67%.
Well, it's been going down for years, but yes, it has dropped under Donald Trump. That is for sure.
Right. NATO announced allied spending is up $10 billion because of Trump.
I have not seen that anywhere.
You could look that fact up.
Can you look that? Did you find anything on the deficit, Pip?
I did. Well, I mean, of course, I'm looking at Bloomberg Politics, but they said
Bloomberg's in business.
I know, and they're saying that economists are saying that, yeah, not so fast about cutting the national debt because the debt was chugging along as sort of like on autopilot since Obama left, and if anything, he's taking credit for something that Obama did.
Okay, so there's that. Go on, Joe.
And who said that?
Bloomberg. You know that liberal paper.
True.
That anti-business liberal paper.
But Obama's first 100 days, he increased it by $560 billion.
Yeah, to save the auto industry.
Well, that killed it, you know.
Well, no, okay.
All
right, he's been very forceful on regulatory reform. He's trying to cut regulations to keep keep things going because a lot of regulations have hindered business.
We've talked about some of those regulations.
Yeah, and some of them do make sense.
I'm sure some do. I love when we get to see those, but I'm sure some do.
Clean air is nice.
Clean air, overrated. Overrated. As somebody who's willing to be buried by Joe, you know, you just got to find what type of air you're willing to breathe.
Opening up federal lands, you know, protected lands. That's
you
okay.
know what? Who doesn't want to take a family vacation to an oil rig, Pip? Go on, Joe.
Okay, enforcing regulatory reform, where I already said, protecting law enforcement. He's pro-police.
Everybody's pro-police. You can't use that.
No, Obama was not. Was not pro-police.
That's why he gave those speeches.
Absolutely was not.
That's an opinion, and there's been no law. There's nothing a president can do.
How could you have Eric Holder launch a witch hunt and have Obama sit there and cheerlead to it? Was anti-police absolutely?
Well, actually, no. Actually, the police departments were appreciative of this, and they said, you know what, we needed this evaluation. Now we can do our jobs better. And
clean house.
Yeah, if the police are doing their jobs better, that makes it safer for them and everybody.
No, they were handcuffing the police, and actually, they were just.
How are they handcuffing them?
Actually, handcuffing them because you have a policeman that's trying to make an arrest, and everything they do is scrutinized, especially.
Yes, because everything you do. Your job is scrutinized. We all have rules of our jobs.
I understand that. However, if I'm trying to arrest a convicted felon that's resisting arrest, and then we're trying to arrest this person that's a convicted felon and has crime, and then you're trying to get this guy in cuffs and stuff like that, and you're listed as the bad guy.
Well, that listen.
This takes any policing and ask any cop. I invite you to ask any cop about this.
We have on the show, Joe.
Yeah.
You should check it out sometime.
All right, just one. Ask a bunch of them. Take a sample.
I have.
I've asked them the same bunch of them, the same amount, and they agree that they were handcuffing the police, and he was an absolute disgrace.
Okay. Well, right? Well, today in South Carolina, that police officer who gunned down the running away black man who was unarmed pleaded guilty.
Look, out of all the cases, you can't even argue that one. I mean, every case, there is one that's just...
Well, there's been more than one. Go on, because then I got to count, and then we got to take a break. The story's going long. Wrap it up.
All right. Placing a hiring freeze on federal employees.
Well, that's been opened up.
And, well, they're scrutinizing that and exiting the U.S. from TPP.
Okay.
And also, sitting down, and there's something I got a bone to pick with you where you were all upset about NAFTA. NAFTA is something that he wanted to get out of.
No, hold on. Let me get to. I'll address NAFTA. First of all, I don't have a bone to pick with him staying in NAFTA. A lot of the things I'm going to bring up are not necessarily things I disagree with, Joe. You know, sometimes he's moved and I actually like the decision. I don't have a problem with him staying in NAFTA. I don't have a problem with it. I just have a problem with going, day one, we're getting rid of NAFTA. It's the worst deal ever. Whoever negotiated it, it's idiots, blah, blah, blah. And then he wants to renegotiate.
And it was, and he wanted to pull out, and then Mexico, and the presidents of Mexico and Canada said, look, can we work something out? And he said, look, we'll look into it. The deal's got to be good, or we're pulling out.
Which is the same thing, which is essentially what Hillary wanted to do, which is exactly, it's not, all right, let me counter this, and then this has gone on way too long. All right, here is a list of his broken promises. And again, some of the promises he breaks, I actually agree with his decision. I'm just saying, if I was a clear-thinking Trump voter, I might be a little upset. Now, I know those things don't always go hand in hand, but here's the things. And again, some of these things that he's doing, I don't necessarily disagree with him. So here's, let's see, NAFTA we just talked about. He said NATO's obsolete, and then he said NATO's no longer obsolete. When Obama was president, the job numbers are fake. Now the job numbers are real. He ran as a non-interventionalist.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary was the hawk in that. And he said, let Russia handle Syria. And then we bombed Syria. Now, you can argue whether we should have or not should have. I'm not going to make that argument. I don't even know how I feel about that. It's just not how he ran.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're in office, as a matter of fact, it's like when they use chemical weapons and you bomb them for using chemical weapons while you're having dinner with the premier of China, and you look at the China and look what I did now, and give him an idea that he's not playing games. I think it was a brilliant move.
Yeah, I don't know if you need to be bombing people over chocolate cake. I don't know if that's the place to be bombing people.
Oh, that's so cool. How cool are you?
All right.
He's a little aperitif and some weaponry. What's better than that?
All right, cool. Joe, nobody's wheeling in a Venetian table to your office. Calm yourself. Stupid got distracted by sweets.
Calm down, General McIvey.
Seriously, wipe the instant chocolate pudding off your face and focus. He said he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Everybody will be covered. My health care plan, it will be cheaper. It will be beautiful. His words, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Joe's even admitted, the health care they pushed got 17% and was garbage. And he's pushing again now, and he doesn't have the vote. So he hasn't learned the lesson.
Because it still stinks. Look, I'm not going to sit here and be blind. It still stinks.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you.
I agree. No, I'm not going to argue with you. They're going about it the wrong way. And they're not, because they're doing it like it's a race. It's not a race.
I understand.
They should level with everybody and take their time on it.
I agree with
you. Agreed.
Agreed. He said, after I am president, I will sue the women who accuse me of sexual assault and sexual harassment. He's not suing them, but they're still suing him. So that's still going on.
He's got a free world to run.
This is what he said, man. I'm just telling you.
He does have Mar-a-Lago to run.
Exactly. He said China is a currency manipulator. Now China's not a currency manipulator. He ran on lock her up. He's like, no, I'm not going to lock her up. And again, these aren't things I necessarily disagree with. I'm just saying the stuff he ran on and what's going on. He said, we're going to build a wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. Then it was like, well, Mexico will pay for it eventually, but we need a few billion to start it. Congress isn't paying for it. It's not going to happen. Mexico's not going to pay for it. He just needs to level with everybody, including himself.
Well, we're addressing the situation, and it does have an effect on immigration.
Oh, it had an effect on immigration, but that's not what he ran on. And immigration was going down for years before anyway. He said, I could foresee raising taxes on the rich, including myself. He put out the one-page tax plan that drastically decreases taxes for the rich and could possibly raise taxes for the middle class. Mm. They couldn't even say that it definitely wouldn't raise taxes for the middle class. He said, we heard all about crooked Hillary and Goldman Sachs. He's filled his cabinet with people from Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that, but it's what he ran on.
I will.
Okay, well, you can. He said, drain the swamp, and now there's more lobbyists than ever. We're looking at you, Betsy DeVos. Infrastructure has not attempted a thing on that. Investigate the 3 million illegal who illegally voted for Hillary. Nary a peep on that. We'll defeat ISIS. He's essentially doing the same thing Obama did, which I'm not saying is a bad strategy. It's just pretty much the same thing.
Right.
Ban Common Core? Not happening. He doesn't have the power. We will be tougher. Now Russia is routinely buzzing Alaska and our planes off the coast. North Korea is acting more provocative than ever. And Iran's still giving us trouble in the Straits of Hormuz. And again, I'm not saying he's handling it wrong. I'm just saying what he ran on. Travel ban? Failed twice.
Right.
Let alone all his tweets, including the unsubstantiated claims that he was wiretapped by Obama, which everybody's told him did not happen. And he's still saying it. Has not released his tax returns, even though he said he would, and his 2016 tax returns would not be under audit yet. Let's see. Other promises he said will not be kept because his own party, which controls the House and the Senate, don't want to be part of it because Trump is so unpopular that they don't want to risk capital. So there it was. You heard both sides of it. For the most part, Joe was pleased, not happy with health care. I am displeased, as you imagine I would be. we will go forward.
One quick thing, one more thing on that, along with healthcare, infrastructure. Infrastructure is very important.
We agree.
They gotta get that through. It was in the economy report, Economist report, on the most key thing to build business back up in America is getting the infrastructure back up. I'm really surprised Trump doesn't realize that.
Because here's the reality. Mitch McConnell said no. Mitch McConnell said no to Obama. Mitch McConnell said no, now said no to Donald Trump. Donald Trump should have said, you know what? There's enough Republicans and enough Democrats who do want this. The people want it. I ran on this. Screw you, Mitch McConnell. There's a new sheriff in town. I'm not a right-wing puppet. This is how we're going to do it. That's what he should have done. That should have been the first thing. He would have gotten Democrats on his side. Everybody would have looked at him much differently.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He didn't do it.
Still time, though. Absolutely,
there's still time. We're still talking. Listen, there's plenty of time. We were just talking about the first 100 days. Still plenty of time. But there you have it. All right, when we come back, comedian Sharon Lacey. Don't go anywhere.
This is Davin's Den.
Time to do some drunks in the news. If I find where it is.
Are we doing the drunks?
Are we doing the drunks?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, well, okay. I was being lascivious. Sorry.
Were you?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
It's not Last Call.
For alcohol. Where the hell is it? Oh, here it is. It's right under Donald Duck Hitler where it belongs.
Oh, man.
Just get this queued up. Edit this crap out.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
We like to start this segment with one of our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin's many drinking terms that he came up for being drunk.
Very funny. Up with a lot.
He came up. This week's installment is, if you're drunk, he's killed his dog. Maybe dog was another word for liver. I don't know.
Maybe it was.
He killed his dog. So after Joe sold his house, I'm sure he killed his dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, though. I like that one. So this week...
The guy rides home. He's all drunk. He runs it over with the horse. Wakes up the next morning. Uh-oh.
Jesus. I didn't know you pictured the whole scene in your head.
So you wake up, next thing you see is a tail and a wagon wheel. That's not good.
Oh my god.
He had a whole movie going in his head.
Joe replayed that over and over again. Let me make sure I get the right camera angle for this. Yeah. No, we need the under the wagon shot.
Bring the other stunt dog.
We'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post.
Who put the boom mic over the beagle?
Yeah, right. It costs money. Film ain't cheap.
No, it ain't, especially in the 1700s.
Yeah. Non-existent.
All right. So this week's Drunks in the News, Budweiser has announced plans to be the first beer on the red planet, and they announced this during the South by Southwest Festival. Here are some challenges they face. The tongue swells in space, so you lose your sense of taste.
Uh-oh.
But great for oral. Anyway. That's a win-win. Mars' atmospheric pressure is 100 times less than Earth's, meaning bubbles don't rise and liquids and gases don't separate. It means the beer will be a foam when it's not in the, like, bottle.
Oh.
Yeah. Budweiser is 90% water, and water is hard to come by on Mars.
Yeah.
Water on Mars has high salt content and makes it akin to our ocean water. This would make the beer bitter.
Oh.
Drastic temperature changes make it hard to keep Bud at the desired serving temperature of 38 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to hear the sound when you open a can due to air pressure of almost zero. It'll be challenging to grow hops on Mars due to sunlight issues. And excessive wet burps due to microgravity issues affecting how carbonated foods are digested.
So what are they going to say? People are going to spit a lot?
They're just, like, going to be burping constantly. Like, I guess that burping right before you puke, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, that's
a 4-year trip to get there, you know?
I think they're going to get it under 4 years. Why, you saying the beer's going to skunk, Joe?
I could sit there and go, I could use a beer. Well, you can't. We got another 3 years to go.
Well, here's a question. How are they going to put spacesuits on them Clydesdales?
Special order.
Listen, Joe, you drink Budweiser, right?
Yeah.
Pip?
Yeah.
Do you hear an echo? I hear an echo.
I do.
Joe, your phone's weird. Fix that.
What do you mean fix that? How am I going to fix it? I'm just talking on it.
I don't know. I heard it.
Weird. It's gone now.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's coming back through there. That's weird.
Oh, okay.
Joe, do you have the sound on your computer?
It's down.
Shut it off.
It's off.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I'll go on. It's weird. Hope that doesn't become an issue. Listen, I Budweiser, not the best tasting beer. If you can't taste it, I'm not really concerned.
Oh, well, you know what? But if you have Bud or nothing on Mars, I think I'd rather have a Bud.
Yeah, but do we really want astronauts with a buzz?
No, not while they're flying, no.
Well, you know, you face life or death in, you know, the depths of space, you know. I mean, the only thing that gets you by is knowing there's a drink at the end. That's what gets me through a lot of things.
Yeah, but you're not a spaceman, stupid.
I saw in another article that they think they're going to be able to grow potatoes on Mars in that soil. And so I'm thinking maybe they're going to have vodka on Mars before they get to the Budweiser.
That's true. You can make potato booze.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. Scamming scammers.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
Time to do Pip's Stories, or as we call them, Scamming Scammers. This is where we scam internet scammers back, and they don't know they're part of the game. That's kind of the part that stinks for them.
Yeah.
That they
but
don't
it's
know.
Great for us.
It is great for us and our listeners. Here it is. Here's what I'm looking for. We join our stories in progress.
Yes.
When we last left my girlfriend Jane from Nigeria, we were still on day one. I told her I don't want her to foolish me, to make me look stupid and take advantage of me. And she said she could never.
Aww.
That's where we left it.
Aww.
She was also a little forward, we felt, early on and just knowing each other for a few minutes.
Yeah.
But you know what? In her defense, when you meet somebody like me online, you want to snap them up. I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
So I say to her, she says she can never make me look the fool. I go, good, then being your personal entertainment is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Jane says, do you mean I'm playing you? And how play do you mean?
How play do you
Joe,
mean?
Joe, I ask you, and how play do you mean? I said, no, I'm saying if you did play me, I don't have an opinion one way or the other right now, but I feel good about you.
Okay.
She goes, so that won't get into your trap. It will be so very bad.
What's getting in your trap?
I don't know.
Pretzels.
What, in your trap?
I don't know. What's in
Hey, my trap is One Direction only. Get that out of there.
Funny.
I said, I have no trap. We are just two people talking. And I give her a smiley face.
Okay.
She says, lowercase I mean to get angried. And now here, again, a red flag. That this person who's in graduate school to study to become a zoologist, this American from California,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how many Americans use, I mean, to get you angried.
Yep. Or any of the conversations so far.
Right. So I said, just be kind and honest, Jane. That is all I ask. She goes, I don't want you to, and I don't want to be the cause I am. Well,
oh.
I think she was saying, like, I don't want you to get angry. And then she's like, I am being open and honest. I think
You figured that out, did you?
Yes, I did.
How much time did you spend on this?
Hours. I go, perfect. Then you and I will go together like peas and carrots.
Okay, and she's like, what are these things?
And she goes,
you're medley.
She goes, I'm honest, kind, and I say the truth.
Ah.
And I say, perfect. She goes, really? I go, yes, Gigi. Remember, I've called Jane Google Girl because I asked her a question and she looked it up.
Yes.
So I have a new nickname for you. She goes, are you also honest and kind? Because I want such also. I go, that is what people say. Well, not after the first segment of our show. After we talked about lying.
Excuse me.
I go, hopefully they are correct about me. She goes, I see that in you, dear.
Oh, do you?
She does see that in
After
me.
After 10 minutes.
Yes, clearly.
Okay.
She's a good judge of character. I go, all right, my new friend, I need to run some errands. I want you to make sure a tiger doesn't bite you in the tush, because she's studying zoology in Nigeria. Feel free to say hi anytime. Thank you. You were very kind. You flattered me. And I had to run out and get some stuff for my daughter. She wanted to make a project. So I had to go. I had enough of this. And this is part of the new thing with my scammer. I don't want them to dominate my time as past scammers have. I got stuff to do.
Right. I got to go out and buy glitter. You have no idea.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close. She goes, all right, I will be happy to hear back from you. Take care of yourself. I go, thank you. I look forward to our next chat. She goes, me too. I go, such a nice lady. Truly, I am blessed. And then she goes, what will you buy for me when you are coming back?
What?
Day one.
Oh, boy, here it comes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it starts.
The day one. Just a couple of minutes of talking. Like, what woman has, I mean, you got to be a hot piece of rear and be offering to do some quite lascivious things.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I do not think she has proven any of those things thus far.
Well, you know, if you're very lonely, though, you know.
But still, that's just bad scammer etiquette, Joe.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to scam things. He's going to the supermarket. You want stuff already?
So I go, what do you want? She goes, such a nice man. Truly, I am blessed.
Okay.
She goes, what I want? Okay. And then I go, I'm blushing. I go, she goes, but I'm shy to ask. I go, okay, then wait for another time.
Oh, wow.
Well, you had your opportunity, but you're shy. I can respect that. She goes, wait, I will tell you, LOL.
Oh, she's got a list.
Ever seen Raiders of the Lost Ark? You saw it in here.
Yeah.
And the opening scene where he's like being chased from the boulder.
Yes.
And he jumps and his hat gets left behind and the door's closing. And Indy grabs his arm back to get the hat before it gets trapped
yes,
in there.
Yes, yes.
That was Jane.
Wait. My hat.
Hold on. Little vixen you.
Stuff I could get.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I go, she goes, wait, I'll tell you. I go, don't betray your shyness, dear. It is who you are. I want you to be true to yourself.
That's pretty funny.
And we'll continue.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
Well, when we last left before the break, I was—I had to run errands. I had to cut it short with Jane.
Yes.
And Jane wanted something.
Yeah.
And I said, well, no, you know, you don't really want to ask for something. You know, your shyness. And she's like, no.
Yes, I do.
Don't go anywhere, stupid.
I want something.
We got to talk. So I tell her, don't betray your shyness. And she goes, so she tells me, can you afford iTunes card? Okay, thanks for the idea. She wants an iTunes card.
iTunes card already.
Yeah, and I guess that can be used as, like, money in some places.
Yeah.
Which I was unaware of. I had to do some research.
I didn't know that either.
Right, but I guess you can use that in money for transactions.
Well, they use that in those other scams, like IRS scams. They ask for iTunes
which
cards.
Is like a giveaway, because, you know, the IRS is just waiting for tunes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hear Matchbox 20 has a new album coming out.
They're desperate.
I downloaded.
I go, maybe, and what will you give me? She goes, what do you want? I go, don't know. I think it's bad form to ask people for things, so I'll have to really think about it.
Oh.
A little shot.
Yeah.
A little passive-aggressive shot.
Shots fired.
She goes, okay, I love your lifestyle. Will you buy me the iTunes card? She doesn't know. My lifestyle so far consists of going shopping.
I love your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I go, my lifestyle? What do you mean? I go, maybe. Will you love me forever? She goes, yes.
Oh.
Full commitment. I am my pimp hand is strong.
Yeah, after 5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, after the first 5 minutes, you thought highly of me. After that, it deteriorated.
Yeah. Yes. Sharp decline.
It most certainly did. She goes, yes. I go, so sweet. Truly, I am blessed. Okay, gotta go. Talk later. She goes, okay. I'll be expecting the iTunes card, dear. Love you. Take care of yourself.
Whoa, love you.
Loves me.
As soon as you come back with the iTunes card, she does.
I don't know. I think they're mutually exclusive feelings.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay.
This is for reals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She goes, are you there? She's like, contacting me, and I'm out. I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go traveling. She goes, okay. She goes, why are you doubting of the iTunes card? Tell me the reason. Maybe I can consider you. I go, Gigi, driving, can't talk. She goes, okay, but dear, please, you must buy the card for me. Take care of yourself. Thanks. Safe driving. Kisses. I'm off for now. Now I must buy her the iTunes. This is a pushy broad. Yeah, thank you.
Expecting it. She told you she's expecting the card.
Ladies, you're not going to get stuff that way to be that pushy. You are going to have to be some type of acrobat in the bedroom, and I can assure you we have not established she's that on this little Facebook conversation.
You haven't even established a cup of coffee yet.
Right?
Yeah, really.
Good point, Joe. I don't even owe this broad a latte.
We don't even know if
they were... if you like somebody, you know, like, say, hey, if you're not doing, you want to get a cup of coffee or something like that? You know, that's like the initial lead in, like, when you know something. But this wants a card already?
Yeah. Go buy me stuff. We don't even know if there would be enthusiasm if she gave you anything.
Right. I go, so March 27th, 2017. She goes, hello there. Good morning. How was your night, love? Miss you. Again with the love.
Wow.
Again with the love.
Right in.
I go, at 9:07, I go, hi, Gigi. At 10:51, she goes, how was your night? I go, not the greatest. How was yours? She goes, it's noon here. I go, are you back from class? Because remember, she's studying zoology.
Yes, sure she is.
She goes, no class today. What are you doing? I go, talking to you at the moment, LOL. She smiles. Where are you going today? And have you eaten? Now, this is a question I've learned scammers always ask.
Yeah.
They always want to know if you're eating. What have you had today? Well, it's going to become clear in a second.
Okay.
But in normal relationships, when you're just meeting somebody, you know, that's not usually one of the top questions.
Unless it's your Jewish mother. Have you eaten today, honey?
No, Aunt Estelle, no.
Yeah. Oh, I'm worried about you. You were thin as a rail last time I saw you.
Come over. I'll make you a brisket. Bring the iTunes card.
Eating. Why aren't you eating? Come on over. Bring an iTunes card.
I worry about you.
Yeah, it's just not a normal thing to ask.
I'm going to send you home with some Tupperware full of things for you to have.
When you're courting somebody...
I like that she's demanding an iTunes card. You're like, asking you what you eat is not a normal thing to ask.
I know.
Well, I'm just breaking it all down for people, Joe.
We really changed our standards of what's weird.
She goes, and have you eaten? I go, a little, have you? She goes, nothing yet. I go, why? Don't feel like. Just drank the last tea at home. Is tea a food? LOL. I go, I think it's a drink and something you can smoke. A type of shirt and a letter in the alphabet, but not quite a food.
Nice. Quick.
Yes. She goes, yes. Where is the iTunes card you promised me?
Whoa.
Now,
Christ.
Joe's already annoyed with this one.
It's like, oh, my God. Hold your horses, sis.
I'll tell you what. Her horses are not going to Mars to deliver the beer. She goes, yes, where is the iTunes card you promised me? I go, I promised you? Do you care to show me where I promised you the iTunes card? She better have evidence, because you know I do.
Right, yeah. Back to the lawyer.
She goes, I just guessed, so where is it? I go, check behind your pillow.
You lost a tooth too, didn't you?
She goes, you didn't buy it for me? I go, well, you don't know if I did or didn't, but me thinks you are a wee bit eager.
Oh.
Maybe I should ask you to buy me something. She goes, okay, wait, do you have it with you, if I may ask? I go, I may. She goes, Davin, stop teasing me. Let me know what's gong on there. Going, she corrects. Mm. I go, I have lots of things going on, but you, my dear, have a single focus.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about the long-term relationship.
No, I'm not feeling it right now because
got
she was
to a
right
rough start.
In.
Yeah. She goes, okay, can you please go straight to the answer if you have the card with you or not? I mean, this is a real turnoff. This is a boner crusher right here.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, Joe, I was about to fly to Nigeria and make this dishonest woman an honest woman. But now I'm not feeling it. I go, what? Okay. If I had the card, how would I get it to you? She goes, just scratch and snap and then send it to me. I don't even know how this works. I guess you send them a picture and they have the code.
You scratch the code, the stuff off the code, and you give them a number and they can use it?
I guess. I go, all right. I go. I don't have your address, so would I send it via T-Rex or Tooth Fairy? She goes, oh, just snap the card that you scratched, then send it to me. I go, where do I send it? I'm trying to find out where she is.
Yeah.
She goes, send it to me here. I go, do men normally send you things? She goes, I will show it to the school agent to get to me as money. Never. I go, how will it convert to money? She goes, from the bank. Don't you know how to use the iTunes card? And we'll leave it there.
That's pretty it's pretty darn pushy.
Yes.
She's like immediately, hi, nice to meet you. I love you. Send me money.
She's not good at this.
No.
She's not good. And I got to tell you, the picture, not hot enough for this.
Ah, no finesse.
No. No. I've been wooed by hot. So there we have that. We'll continue with Jane. Not next week because we're doing the Mother's Day show.
Yeah.
So we'll continue with Jane in the future. That's where we are with Jane. Pip, anything?
Not this week.
Joe, anything?
No.
Me neither. Okay. Thank you guys for hanging out. As always, listen to the whole unedited show, davinsden.com. You can hear the whole conversation between me and Joe, the complete interview with Sharon Lacey. Follow us on Twitter at davinsden. Like us on Facebook. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.